Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, November 6th. Hope you're having a great day in the Lord and blessed of the Lord. We're glad you're tuned in and listening, and we're glad to be able to make this radio broadcast. Once again, I'm using a pre-recorded sermon for this broadcast this week. That means that I'm not making these broadcasts live. I hope you understand that. I hope you'll pray and ask God to bless and use the broadcast nonetheless, as we want to be a blessing and bring glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The message that I'm playing this week is one that is one sermon that I preached here some time ago at the Island Ford Baptist Church, and we divided it up into five parts to make a broadcast week. I hope this will be a blessing to you. This particular sermon comes from the scripture text of 1 Kings chapter number 7. And I hope that it will be a blessing to you as we enter into the message. And hope you'll pray with us about that. Pray for our church while I'm gone. I hope you'll be praying for us, my wife and I, as we've traveled back to North Carolina. We're taking our granddaughter Aria back to her mother and dad, and she'll be going back to Virginia where she lives. But we're in North Carolina because our youngest son Benjamin and his wife Whitney are scheduled to give birth to their first child. And Whitney lost one last year, and now this one will be the first one born into their family. And we're looking forward to that, little Jordan David. And hope you'll remember her and the baby in prayer. As the time I'm making this announcement, while I'm making this tape, we haven't heard that she's gone into labor, but they had said that if she makes it to November 6th, which is today, then they're going to induce her labor and have her have the child. So be in prayer for her and the baby through this time. Pray for us as we travel there and then back. Lord willing, we'll be back for this Sunday morning service. And so hope you'll keep us in your prayers there as well. Our sermon this week is about treasures in the house of the Lord. And as we preach this message, you'll find that one of the treasures is prayer. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. If you will, pray with us. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we certainly are grateful and thankful for the privilege to pray. I want to thank you, Lord, for the many prayers you've answered. Lord, we could never thank you enough for the privilege that we have to pray and the fact that we've seen you do great and mighty things through prayer. I want to thank you, Lord, that you've given us the invitation. You're the one that said for us to ask, to seek, and to knock. And you're the one that made the promises that if we would do so, we would receive, we would be heard, and the door would be opened, and we would find. And Lord, we want to thank you for that. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd help these on our prayer list, these that we're praying for each and every day. Lord, I pray meet their different needs. Father, I pray be with Whitney and the baby. And I want to thank you, Lord, for new life. I want to thank you, Lord, for the grandchildren that you're bringing into our life. And we're grateful and thankful. I pray, dear God, a hedge about him and them. And dear God, I pray that you would use them for your glory and your honor. Lord, I pray for those here in the church that are having problems. Brother Woodard, Miss Sharon, Brother and Sister Hall. We've had several that were sick with colds and flus and things such as that. Little Ava and Philip and Miss Kelly, and several that were out this past week. Lord, I pray that you'd be with them and strengthen them in these days. Father, I pray be with us as we travel. Give us safety and help us, dear God, to glorify you. And then, Lord, I pray bless the church here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Bless and help those that will be filling in for us and that will be helping out, taking our place. And, Lord, I pray just have your way now and bless. Dear God, I ask you to use the broadcast, accomplish your will, bring sinners to a place of faith and repentance, and help the saints, dear God, to be revived and stirred. And dear God, teach us to pray. We ask this in the lovely, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. We're going to go to a song, and then the introduction and the sermon for this week. Hope it is a blessing to you. And amen. Well, I certainly do appreciate you praying with us. And we're going to get ready to move right along into the broadcast. I mentioned our scripture reading today is in 1 Kings chapter number 7. But before we get there, I've got two songs chosen for today. I'm going to play one by our choir here at the Island Ford Baptist Church and one by our children, our family singing. Our family will be singing, Brethren, We Have Met to Worship. And then our choir's singing before that. They're singing He Lives. And I hope these songs set the mood as I'm preaching on treasures in the house of God. Amen. I'm glad I'm serving a living Savior. We're getting ready to sing about brethren we've met to worship. We're worshiping a living God. Not only can we pray to a God that's alive, we can praise a God that's alive. I'm glad our God's the God of the living. Amen. And I'm glad He's coming again to get us one of these days.
1 Kings chapter number 7 and verse number 51. 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 51. So was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels did he put among the treasures of the house of the Lord. And that last verse of chapter 7, there's a phrase at the end of that verse, and it's talking about Solomon bringing these things in, and it says he did put them, or did he put among the treasures of the house of the Lord. And I want to preach on the thought, the treasures of the house of the Lord. Amen. Treasures of the house of the Lord. Now, there's a lot that could be said. I may not go the route that a lot of people might think that I would go, but I'm going to show you some things that I believe from the Scripture and things that are treasures that we ought to treasure and we ought to glorify God that are down at the house of God. This text that I'm reading to you is the completion of the first temple, what became known as Solomon's Temple. It was the most majestic of all the temples, amen, until the millennial temple. The millennial, I believe, will outshine them all, amen. But up until that time, Solomon's was the greatest, and they've gone downhill from there. But in the building of Solomon's temple, it was an elaborate building. It was an enormous building. It was a great undertaking that had taken place. In chapters number 6 and 7, it deals with the building of that house. And it deals with some things there that's amazing to me when I think about it. It deals about the fact that the temple was the first truly modular home that was ever built. Amen. It was. Because nothing was built on site. Everything was prepared off site, brought on site, and put together. Amen. Matter of fact, I believe it's chapter 6 that says that there was no sound of the hammer. And none of the tools that the sound was made for. Let me see if I can see that. I read it today and just reading it. But it deals with that fact that the sound of the hammer and the sound of the tools were not heard in that house. Well, I don't see it right in front of me, but they carved the stones and they did all the things of making it together that it would be done and then put it together there. And here's the thought that ran in my mind was that on that hill, the sound of the hammer never rang out until the day it rang out when they drove the nails into the hands and feet of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When the greatest temple was built. Amen. When Christ was offering His body. Amen. That we might be saved by His grace. Amen. But in this building of the temple, it was an elaborate building, wonderful. And it deals with the building of it, chapter 6, chapter 7, deals with the supplying, bringing the things in, the furniture and all the things that goes along with that. And then chapter number 8 deals with the dedication and the first worship service that took place there in the house of God. Now, after Solomon had built such an elaborate and decorative monument to the glory of God. By the way, let me stop here just a minute. The reason that temple was so grand and glorious, of course Solomon had the money to put in, had the means. He had the heart to do it. You know, it was laid on David's heart to do it. And God wouldn't allow David to do it, but He raised up Solomon and allowed Solomon to do it. And Solomon wanted the house to be magnifical. That's what he called it. Amen. It couldn't just be a normal house. It had to be a magnificent, wonderful house that Solomon was going to build for the glory of God. But as Solomon was going about doing all that, he took such great care and such great delight in preparing all those things. And then the Bible says that when all that was done and it was all set up, that then they brought in the last thing in verse 7, I'm in chapter 7, verse 51, that last thing, so was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord. And Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels did he put among the treasures of the house of God. So the silver and the gold and those vessels were not the treasures, but were among the treasures in the house of God. Amen. And so that jumped out at me one day when I was looking at that phrase, treasures in the house of the Lord, is found 10 times in the King James Bible. All of them in the records of the Kings and the Chronicles, that you can find those records and that statement made of the treasures of the house of the Lord. These vessels and this furniture was considered invaluable. It was beyond price. It was beautiful. It was ornate. It was crafted with care, handmade. Amen. They made it with care there in God's country and put it together. God's people made it and then overlaid it all with gold. It was either made out of pure gold or else overlaid with gold. All the furniture and the things of the temple. Amen. And so they were beautiful. They were invaluable because of their beauty and because of the wealth and because of their usage, what they were used for. Amen. And so these things were made in honor of the Lord Jesus Christ or the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Now, when we think of treasures, usually we think of one of two things. When we think of treasures, maybe you might think about hidden treasures, hidden things, you know, a buried treasure, sunken ships, you know, and all that vanished gold out there somewhere in some ship that's just waiting to be discovered. It's a hidden thing. And we think about that as being a treasure. Or there's something else we think of a treasure, and those are heritage things. Things that are passed down from generation to generation. Maybe they're not valuable for what they are, but for where they came from. Amen. Maybe they're valuable because of who gave them to us. Amen. And you could go on about several different things that you could say. And so those treasures may be hidden things or they may be heritage things. And I'll say truly, those are treasures. Amen. And they ought to be valued. But there are other treasures that are more valuable than hidden things and more valuable than heritage things. And those are holy things. Holy things are treasures above earthly things. Amen. And those are things which are dedicated to the Lord. Amen. The word holy deals with being set apart, sanctified, used for a specific purpose, and that being for the glory of God. Now, with that in mind, I want to preach about 5 things that I believe are treasures in the house of God, or treasures of the house of God. And I want to use my text right here and look along in chapter number 8, in verse number 10 and verse number 11. If you'll read with me there, I'll give you the first one that I believe is a treasure in the house of God. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Amen. That cloud was representative of the presence of God. Amen. It's called here, the cloud filled it and the glory filled it. We'd say God filled His house. Amen. And I'll say this, that the presence of God is a priceless treasure in the house of God. Amen. The presence of God. You see, this construction of the temple had taken Solomon 7 years to build. Now, when I say 7 years, not because he had a hard time coming up with finances. No, he had the finances. Matter of fact, he had so much gold that the Bible said that silver was counted as nothing because there was so much gold in the land. Amen. And they had so much gold, they lost count of it. Amen. But chapter 6 tells us that it took 7 years to build that temple or to complete that temple. And the reason was is because of what he put into it. The workmanship and where he sent to get the stuff and all the things that went together. Solomon was so dedicated, so poured his life into building that temple that it took him 7 years to complete it. Now, I don't know if that is symbolic of the fact that Israel is going to take 7 years of Jacob's trouble for them to come to the real temple, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ when He come in His body to deliver them from their sin, amen. But I do believe there is some symbolism that's tied there. But this building of the house of God had taken gold beyond measure. It had taken a lot of effort to decorate the house. It had taken a lot of workmanship. workmanship and carving and intricate work that had been done to get the house of God like that it was. It was an exquisite building, exquisite. But can I say this? That the temple of God without the ark of God is like a body with no spirit. Amen. Like a body with no spirit. In other words, when you die, they can decorate you all they want to decorate you. They can dress you all they want to dress you. And you might look beautiful. They may walk by and say, boy, don't he look good. And some fellow said this. They said these guys were standing around talking. And they said, if you was laying in the casket and you could hear what people were saying when they walked by, what would you like to hear? And one man, you know, they was talking about it. One fellow said, I'd like for him to say, boy, don't he look good? He said, I'd like to hear him say, I know he's gone to a better place. And one of them said, he'd like to hear him say, boy, he was a good father. He was a good husband. He was a good man. Other one said, I know what I'd like to hear him say. They said, what's that? He said, I'd like to hear him say, he's moving. Amen. But laid out in that casket, they may be a beautiful body laying there. They've got the lights fixed so it's just right. They got the powder and the puff and the paint and all that fixed so it looks just right. And they got the suit on so it looks just right and all that. But with no spirit in it, that body is worthless. You'll want to get rid of it pretty soon. Amen. I'm telling you, the house of God, it ought to be beautiful. Amen. It ought to be clean. It ought to be ornate. It ought to be wonderful. But the thing that makes the house of God precious is the presence of God in the house of God. Amen. But the temple without the ark of God was like a body with no spirit in it. It's like a candlestick with no candle, no light, no fire on the candle, or the stick with no candle in it. Amen. It's worthless, in other words. It's like a house with no inhabitant. You ever gone to see somebody and you get there and you knock on the door and they're not there, and so you just stand around and say, boy, ain't this nice? It's a pretty place. This is wonderful. Boy, I'm glad I came by Dad's, even though Dad ain't here. No. When you go to somebody's house, you go to see them. Isn't that right? When we come to God's house, we ought to come see God. Amen. And if we were to get here and God's not here, and by the way, sometimes He may not show up. I know the Bible says we're two or three together in my name, there in my midst, but you don't understand what I'm talking about. The manifest presence of God might be grieved, might be hindered, and He might not be in the house of God. And if that's the case, we are hurt when God don't show up. Amen. We have wasted our time to some large degree. Amen. Really, we've done a vain, senseless, useless thing if God don't show up at the house of God. Amen. But in verses 1 through 9, Solomon took pains to see that God was in His rightful place in the house. Look at these verses. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel under King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month Ethanim, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark. And they brought up the ark of the Lord and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. Even these did the priests and the Levites bring up.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. We ended today's broadcast talking about the presence of God being needed in the house of God and about Solomon bringing in the ark of God. Tomorrow we'll be looking at this again, and we'll look at David's attempt to bring in the ark of God, how important that this is. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd, saying good day and God bless you.